The reading today is from Genesis 9, verse 8 to 17. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those who came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring the clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the flood become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on earth.
Second reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 15, the baptism and temptation of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. The calling of the first disciples. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have spoken and you also speak today. We thank you for your help for Ian, Lord, in preparation. And we ask that you would help Ian to faithfully proclaim all that you have said to him in this last week or so. And we ask that you would give us ears, attentive ears, to hear what you are saying to us individually and as a church. Help us, Lord, to draw close to you and to be attentive and to receive all you have for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Jane and Susie, for reading. As Peter flagged up at the beginning, My title today, my theme, is the big story of God and mankind. And I want to talk about the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Covenants are one of the big themes in the story of God and humankind. What do we mean by that word? Well, a covenant is like a deal, an agreement, a contract. Peter's spoken of those sorts of legal agreements where there's a seal on the agreement, and that makes it more formal that it's been agreed and it's legal. In the early chapters of Genesis, we find that God was very pleased with Adam and Eve, the representative couple of the human race, and they got on very well to start with, but then it all began to go wrong. They got tempted. They disobeyed God. They went their own way. Their son Cain murdered his brother Abel. And then people started having orgies and intermarrying and other wicked practices. And we read in Genesis 6, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth. and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I've created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So you know the story. What happens is God brings on a flood, but he saves Noah and his family in the ark. And afterwards, Noah worships God. And God makes this promise, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease. So our first reading that Jane read is that agreement between God and humankind that never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And moreover, the rainbow is the sign of that covenant. So whenever the heavens open and it's tipping it down with rain, and you look up and see a rainbow, that's God's reminder of his promise, his covenant with Noah. Truth to tell, I think God doesn't really need a reminder. He doesn't forget in that way. But it's reassurance to us as we look up and as we think, will this rain ever cease? Will the floods carry on and get greater and greater? It's a bit of a theme for today, isn't it? Last night especially. Well, that's the Old Testament, also called the Old Covenant. There were actually plenty of other covenants in the Old Testament with Abraham and David and Solomon, for example. But the most significant one, the one that gives the Old Testament its name, was the covenant given to Moses on Mount Sinai. What we think of as the Ten Commandments. And the deal was basically, if you obey my laws, then I will be with you and bless you. The major problem was that they couldn't keep God's laws. It was too difficult. And so God had a better plan, a saviour. And our New Testament reading that Susie read introduces Jesus coming to be baptised in the River Jordan. And as Jesus comes up out of the water, there is this amazing sort of authorization from heaven. God the Father speaks, you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And as well as the Father speaking from heaven, the Spirit descends on him like a dove, making a rare appearance for the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as well. And then, immediately, Mark's Gospel is full of immediately, it's full of action. Immediately, the Spirit sends Jesus into the desert to be tempted by Satan. And after 40 days, he returns and he begins to proclaim the gospel, the message of good news, the new covenant. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. And this is the new covenant. No difficult laws or commandments to obey and stick to. Simply repent and believe the good news. What do those words mean? Well, for some it might seem a bit puzzling, but it's really actually very simple. Repent means change your mind and heart. Change your direction in life. From following the ways of the world around you to seeking God with all your heart. And believe the good news? Well, that means simply putting your trust in Jesus, the Saviour sent by God in the new covenant. no laws to obey, no tremendous effort to put in. Simply lean on Jesus. Put your weight on him. Maybe you've been swimming for a long time, trying to keep your head above water, and you're exhausted. Let him lift you up and rescue you and carry you home.